Circle India, founded by Sandeep, is revolutionizing the Indian education system with its best-in-class pedagogy, preparing less privileged students for the future. Now I'll go to Mohammed Shoaib, and then I'll, you know, we'll do a deep dive and, you know, have a discussion. Mohammed Shoaib is a chemical engineer turned educator and social entrepreneur. Shoaib has over 7 years of experience transforming educational outcomes in the underserved communities. As the founder and project head of Panna Communities, his work focuses on providing quality learning through community mobilization, parental literacy, and employability skill building. Welcome, Sandeep and Shoaib. Great to be here, and I want to thank you for giving time to the Middle Road.
Thank you for having us. Good to be here.
Thank you so much.
Let's look forward to a very meaningful discussion. Let's start with Sandeep. Now, Sandeep, your journey in the global development sector, culminating in the book Grey Sunshine, has been remarkable. The book dwells into the, like I talked about, the existential education crisis in India, where according to a 2019 UNICEF report, around 30% of students drop out before reaching upper primary levels. That is grade 8. Now, UNESCO data further reveals that India has over 6 million children aged 6 to 13, between 6 to 13, who are out of the school, accounting for a quarter of the global out-of-school population in that particular age group. You had a fascinating journey from Colombia to, you know, teach for India, and then, you know, you also became an author. So would you like to take the audience, you know, and the viewers, what about your journey here?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for that. I'd actually like to start pre my days Columbia, if that's okay. Because for me, this journey really started as a seventh grade science teacher. Like, that's actually where it all began for me. I grew up essentially thinking that I would go into medicine, and a couple of months before I was supposed to go to medical school, had a massive change of heart, had a bit of an epiphany, and realized that I was doing it for what felt like all of the wrong reasons. And so I, you know, changed course, left that path completely, decided to basically apply to a program called Teach for America, ended up teaching in a school in Washington, D.C. Thought I was going to do that for 2 years, to be honest, right? I was like, I'm going to teach. And then after that, maybe I'll go back into medicine, or I'll go back into business. And that was like the handshake that I had with my parents, which who were not very happy with me at the time. And I mean, I just had an experience that I think fundamentally shifted me forever. I taught in a school that was incredibly tough. I taught in a school that was, you know, challenging, like taught in a school where, you know, fights were breaking out every day. Police officers were roaming the halls every single day. And I taught in a school where, you know, kids actually hadn't been learning for a very long time. You know, maybe 10, 12 years, you saw just straight declines in student learning over time. And when you actually looked at the rankings across, you know, the district where I taught, the school was actually dead last in both academics, not just academics, but also safety, right? And yet at the same time, like, my kids just showed me that, like, kids can do anything they want, you know, like kids can achieve anything. Like, demographics doesn't have to determine destiny. My kids showed me that actually, like, given the right amount of inputs, like they can actually, like, they can prove all the statistics wrong. And I think that that journey of basically going down that with my kids and actually seeing kids who, like, the world had pretty much signed off, come back and actually, like, figure out how to basically defy the statistics, I think cemented this belief that, wait a minute, like, there's something to this, you know, like, education matters. Like, I knew it mattered intellectually, but now I really see that it can basically be game changing for kids. And it taught me a couple of things. Like, one is it taught me that schools matter, right? Schools have the power to be catastrophic for kids, or they can be transformational. And it taught me that the difference maker within that is usually people. Like, it's usually the people leading schools, and it's usually the people teaching within schools. Those are usually the differentiators between catastrophic and transformational. Everything I've done since has been in service of trying to find those two solutions.